So if we can appreciate non-devotees by seeing their good qualities and desiring that they, if they became devotees, it would be so wonderful. So is that kind of appreciation positive? See, definitely any kind of good qualities, we can appreciate them. It's not that we have to live blind. Somebody is a good speaker, they are a good speaker. Somebody is a good writer, they are good writers. We can't deny that. But the point, there's a difference between appreciating something and getting attracted to something. And I say getting attracted, I primarily talk about in terms of following them. So that we don't want to do. But in general, if somebody who already has some special qualities, if they become devotees of Krishna, then all those who are attracted to their qualities will also become attracted towards, at least connected with Krishna, appreciative of Krishna. So that was, I would say, one of the big reasons why the devotees who went to London first tried to get to George Harrison and the Beatles, because they thought through them we'll be able to get to so many people. So obviously they appreciated the Beatles, and they appreciated that they had some extraordinary musical abilities. So certainly we don't have to deny that people have good qualities, but we have to see that whether appreciation of their good qualities, what is it doing to me? Is it deepening my appreciation of Krishna? Is it deepening, helping me to connect them with Krishna? Or is it helping me learn something which I can use in Krishna's service? So, you know, in writing it is said, if you steal from one author, it is plagiarism. If you steal from 100 authors, it is creativity. So, no author is really truly entirely original. We all take from others.
Yeah.
So, we can look at how if somebody is some speaker of some other tradition who is not exactly a devotee, if they are speaking or writing in a creative way, we can take those terms from that and then we can use it in Krishna's service. So appreciating in a way that helps us come closer to Krishna, or helps us increase our Krishna consciousness, helps us also maybe create a path for them to come to Krishna consciousness, that is fine. So it is, there is that almost humorous kind of verse that Prabhupada Saraswati says, that you know, Prabhupada says that this is how you should approach a person who is very materially famous or influential or powerful. You are so great, you are so glorious, you are so powerful, I fall at your feet, and now with straw in my teeth I beg you, please give up everything else and surrender to Lord Chaitanya. So what that means is that we may not literally do that, but the principle there is we appreciate people for what the good in them, but then we don't forget our mission, that we have to get them to Krishna's lotus feet. So if appreciating them helps them to get them to the lotus feet, then that's fine, we can appreciate.
Always having like Maharshi said.